Once upon a time, in the bustling city of Golden Way, there lived a boy named Leo. Leo was no ordinary child. He was the son of one of the wealthiest families in the world. His house was a sprawling mansion with golden gates, marble floors, and gardens so vast they seemed endless. But Leo wasn't like most rich kids. Despite having everything he could ever want, he felt a peculiar emptiness in his heart. One sunny morning, as Leo looked out from his balcony, he noticed a small group of children playing in a dusty field nearby. Their laughter was infectious, but their clothes were torn, and they seemed hungry. Curious, Leo decided to visit them. He asked the children, "Why don't you have toys or food to eat?" One little boy named Sam replied, "We can't afford them, but we still have fun." Leo was taken aback. He had never met anyone so happy despite having so little. That night, he couldn't sleep. He thought, "I have so much, but they have so little. Maybe I can help them." The next day, Leo went to his father and said, "Dad, I want to use some of my savings to help the kids in the neighborhood." His father smiled. "That's a noble idea, Leo. Go ahead." Leo sprang into action. He bought toys, clothes, and food for the children. He also set up a small school where they could learn. The children's smiles grew brighter, and their lives started to change. But something unexpected happened. The more Leo gave, the more he seemed to receive. Word of his generosity spread across the city, and people admired his kindness. They began offering to help him, donating books for the school, food for the children, and even volunteering to teach. One day, an old man in a simple robe visited Leo. He introduced himself as Mr. Gray, a wise and humble philanthropist. "Leo," he said, "I've been watching your efforts. Kindness is like a seed. The more you plant, the more it grows. I want to teach you how to make your help reach even more people." Mr. Gray taught Leo how to start a foundation, and soon, Leo's efforts expanded beyond his neighborhood. He helped build shelters for the homeless, hospitals for the sick, and libraries for those eager to learn. As Leo gave more, his life became richer, not just in wealth, but in love, friendships, and happiness. People from all walks of life came to support him. Even his family's business thrived because of the goodwill Leo generated. Years later, Leo looked back at his journey and smiled. The emptiness he once felt was long gone, replaced by a heart full of joy and gratitude. He had learned that true wealth wasn't in what he owned, but in what he shared. And so, Leo lived happily ever after, not as the richest boy in Golden Way, but as the one with the biggest heart. Helping others not only changes their lives, but also enriches your own. Generosity creates a ripple effect that brings joy, love, and abundance to everyone it touches.
Thank you for watching. Subscribe us for more videos.